This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Experts at the World Health Organization Tuesday acknowledged there is growing evidence the coronavirus can spread through the air and said they are preparing a brief on the subject. The head of the WHO Technical Committee said the UN agency was contacted in April by a group of more than 200 scientists who have called for the world body and others to acknowledge that the coronavirus can spread in the air. The committee is studying the matter. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll here in the United States could reach 208,000 by November. The Institute said if 95% of people wear a mask in public, some 45,000 lives might be saved. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said making masks compulsory could have, in his words, huge economic benefits by staving off the need to keep businesses closed. Murray said the U.S. never experienced what he called a true end to the first wave of the virus, but he said that doesn't mean there won't be a second wave starting around September when cooler weather moves in, allowing the virus to live longer and people staying indoors makes it easier for the virus to spread from person to person. Murray said the second wave will hit hardest in states already seeing high rates of infection, including Florida and Texas. The White House formally notified the United Nations it is pulling the United States out of the World Health Organization despite the surging number of COVID-19 cases here in the country. President Trump froze U.S. funding for WHO in April and a month later announced his intentions to drop out. This is VOA News. China on Wednesday opened a new office for its security agents to operate openly in Hong Kong for the first time under a tough new law transforming a hotel into the force's headquarters. Beijing imposed a new security law on Hong Kong last week targeting acts of subversion, terrorism, and foreign collusion. The law is the most radical change in Hong Kong's freedoms and autonomy since Britain handed the city back to China in 1997. The Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, on Wednesday said the country was still considering an offer of safe haven to Hong Kong residents threatened by Beijing's new national security law on the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Morrison told reporters his government continues to be concerned about the situation in Hong Kong. Australia could cancel an extradition treaty with Hong Kong after China cracked down on the city. President Trump says he is open to another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, even as Pyongyang signals it is uninterested in resuming stalled nuclear talks. Trump made comments Tuesday in an interview with Gray Television's Greta Van Susteren, when Van Susteren, also a VOA contributor, asked Trump thought such a meeting would be helpful. Trump replied, quoting now, "Probably. I have a very good relationship with him, probably would be." North Korea has twice in the past week said it is not interested in more talks with the U.S., insisting another summit would only benefit Trump's domestic political situation. Amid a surge of COVID infections here in the U.S., especially among young people, the White House is pressuring schools across the country to reopen. President Trump said on Tuesday, "We are very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools and to get them open. It's very important. A significant unknown is whether children, young children, who are efficient transmitters of the influenza virus, will spread this coronavirus to older teachers and staff and take the novel coronavirus home to their family members and elderly relatives." Education groups want at least $200 billion in federal funding to safely reopen at a time state coffers have been depleted due to the economic recession caused by the pandemic. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.